It's Thursday, 25th of September 2014. This is HPR episode 1604 entitled, How I Got Into Linux, and is part of the series, How I Found Linux. It is hosted by first-time host Gopher, and is about 18 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to gophia.nix@gmail.com, or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is, I sum up my experience with Linux from 0 to 1.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Welcome. This will be my first show for Hacker Public Radio, and I would just like to contribute to a great community full of great people. So this is how I found Linux. Actually, my journey with Linux kind of started in an odd way. I found Linux because someone decided. I had a friend in grade school, actually, and he decided to come over to my house one day, and he would come over, and it was actually kind of how I got into programming as well. So he would come over, and we would start making batch scripts, different things to emit sounds, open CD drives, you know, the kind of things you get up to when you're about 12 or 13 years old. And he was a big Unix and Linux lover, so every time he'd have to come over and program on a Windows machine, he wouldn't be the greatest participant, I would say, because he'd be like, "Well, damn, I have to work on a Windows machine." And he was diehard Linux, diehard open source software. Now, this was before I knew any of these terms, actually, but he definitely was a big influence. So he used to come over, and then we used to probably hang out four times a week, and he'd come over, and we, like I said, we'd write these little programs and different things to do, different things like that. And one day he brought over a distribution called Lubuntu. Now, me being about, like I said, 12 or 13, I mean, they're running Lubuntu here, and I didn't know what this was. Now, I have a really old desktop. I mean, the thing we were working on, oh goodness, it was probably 8 years ago, probably now. Yeah, I was about 11, so yeah, 8 years ago. And so 8 years ago, he'd come over, and he showed me this Lubuntu, and I was a really ambitious kind of kid and child, or whatever you want to call me, teenager. So I said, well, sure, let's install Lubuntu. Now, because of this crappy old machine, it couldn't run Lubuntu worth a damn. So basically, we booted it up, and I mean, oh, this thing, it just wouldn't run. And so I broke. I technically overclocked the hard drive because it was such an old piece of crap or something, because the hard drive stopped working. It was quite the problem with that whole thing. I don't think I overclocked it. I think that's actually the wrong terminology. I apologize. But we installed it, and he partitioned it. We lost all the data. We didn't overclock it. I don't know why I was thinking that, but he partitioned it, and so we lost all the data. I didn't really know what I was getting into. So in comes my mother, and she's a interesting person, and she really she really liked that information on that computer, apparently, because she kind of lost it a little bit. Well, understandably so, because we lost all of her data and everything, and as kids, you know, like the things you get up to. But So that was my first experience with Linux. Now, she did, my mom, just a side note, is she didn't have to pay to repair that computer. So her version of what Linux was actually a little bit broken compared to what I was. So after that, obviously, I actually, being so young, I couldn't, any computer I got told that I couldn't install Linux on it because of what had happened to the desktop. I mean, my parents were my dad's a PLC programmer, so he kind of knew what he was doing when it came to computers, but he's very Windows-centric kind of guy, so he wasn't all that interested in learning about Linux and learning about things like that. So, I mean, there've been times that I would really want to try it. And I mean, I didn't stray too far from the Windows world. I'm not going to lie. I didn't stray too far from the Windows world, but I definitely wanted to try a Unix-based system. I thought it was really cool, the things you could do and different things like that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But, as we continue down the lineage of how I found Linux, so that was my first experience on that old computer. And then, as I said, I was struggling trying to install it on different machines. I don't think my parents were too fond of the idea of me installing it on my machines. So what I would do is actually I would, any old computers that people are getting rid of, I would take. I've amassed quite the collection of old desktops and things, and I had, for the longest time, I had a Gateway laptop to replace an old desktop that I got in like 2004, 2005. It was a HP Media Center or something, I think, and I just scrapped that like last 6 months ago probably. But I had that old desktop and no one was using it, so I thought, well, what the hell? So I figured I might as well put it on there. So I put Puppy Linux. That was my first forte into actual Linux installation. Now, here's my quick opinion of Puppy Linux, and I don't know much about it, so I can't speak on it, but on that, I mean, I did a lot of research, right, on Windows machines. I did a lot of research of Linux and whatnot, and so I would try to do sudo apt-get install, but that would not work, and I'd be like, well, this is kind of silly, and the more research I did into it, it seemed like the only package manager Puppy had was Graphical, so I used that for a bit. I got some stuff. I installed it. So I really wanted to start up a web server. So I used I forget what it was called, but it was a Graphical package manager for Puppy. I think it was the Universal Puppy Package Manager, something like that. And so for a long time, I used that on that old desktop. And then finally, my computer actually crashed, like my Gateway laptop, and I couldn't get any of the files off it, and it blue screened on me, and I was sick of it all, and it said that there was an error with it, and I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. I don't need to do this. Like, my main machine, at this point, I could make my own decisions, and I was 15 or 16, and I thought, you know what, this is just a piece of garbage. I don't really want Windows on my machine. So I installed Ubuntu. Ubuntu, I think it was 11. I think it was 11. Ubuntu 11. The LTS 1104, I think. And so I installed that, and it ran really well, and I was surprised, and I started to get more into it. And actually, while I was on Windows, my interest in programming had peaked quite a bit, so I was trying to program in Python. I think the first programming tutorials I ever watched were the Google, I don't know if you can YouTube search it, but the Google programming videos, Python programming. So those were pretty interesting, and so I got into it, and I just found when I installed this Ubuntu system that my uh, that my programming skills increased tenfold. And you know what? I'm not gonna sit here and say that I'm a good programmer. I haven't really built much, but I liked Linux as a whole. I liked the fact that I could peek under the hood, you know, and see how things worked. And I mean, Ubuntu's really a candy coated distribution. You don't have to get your hands dirty at all. But yeah, so that's basically how I started. And now at this time with this Ubuntu PC, I still had a Windows PC going. So basically that's what was happening. And eventually I thought, well, I don't need a Windows PC anymore. So I had a friend who was getting rid of a netbook. It's actually the netbook that I'm recording this on. And he was getting rid of it. He said, Windows doesn't run well on it and whatever, whatever. And I thought, you know what, this is my chance to fully transition into a Linux-based world. And so I did. So I made a negotiation with him, and I said, well, I'll give you $60 for an Acer Aspire 1, and I did, and you know what, it's really good, and yeah, so I picked that up for about $60, and the next distribution I tried was Crunchbang. Now, Crunchbang was an interesting distribution for me, because that's really where I learned the desktop customization and things, and I was really interested in the tweaking aspects and the fact that you could make the distro however you wanted your desktop environment, so on and so on and whatnot. And so basically what happened was I started with Crunchbang, and I used Crunchbang for about two years, something like that, and I used it through my final 2 years at high school. And so basically I used Crunchbang, and I would customize OpenBox. I'd make it really nice. I made it kind of tiling with PyTile, and I made it really just really customizable, and it wasn't at all like I started. And that's kind of when I started to get into tiling Windows managers, and I just started to learn a lot of the configuration based around how it works. So as I progressed, I started to research a little bit more, and my love of tweaking, like I said, has really led me to find more things. It really led me to find Arch Linux and Gentoo and all these different distributions that could really provide you a base to customize your system even more than I had been. So what happened after that was the fact that I was pretty weary of Arch, I'm not gonna lie. I thought the installation was pretty brutal, but not when I tried it, but I couldn't wrap my head around it, because I thought, well, if I screw up, I might brick, and it was really a really stupid assumption. But I eventually moved over to Arch because I wanted to try it, and I think that's just basically how I started. And honestly, the installation process is not that hard at all. I mean, if you have the beginner's guide in front of you, and that's what I did. I had it on my phone, and I was absolutely fine. So to anybody that's looking to try Arch, then feel free to do that. But yeah, so I installed Arch, and this was I installed Arch once, and I couldn't get it to work, and I was really frustrated. And this was on the old gateway, because I kept it around for a long time. I kept it around as a server based, and I just SSH into it and do whatever I had to do, kind of on my Crunchbang. But I decided to install Arch on it, and it was just horrible. I couldn't get drivers loaded. It was pretty brutal. But as I continued, I thought, you know what, this can't be this hard. And I was really overcomplicating it, because there's a part in the beginner's guide that says you have to load kernel modules. And it's after you connect to the internet. But and so when I would install these kernel modules, I thought you had to do it for your wireless card and everything, and I was really treating it like it was Linux from scratch, basically. It was pretty brutal. I was like, well, I don't know how I do this. I was pretty naive when it came to the whole thing. So I gave it up after that and went back to my Crunch Bang. And finally, I'm going into college in about a week. So I just graduated high school last year, so I had some time on my hands. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to try Arch again. So I put it on the netbook, and the installation process was a breeze, like I said. I mean, I had some issues with I just wasn't overcomplicating it. So previously, I was overcomplicating it. I was trying to do everything at once. But like I said previously, the installation process is not that hard. If you have the beginner's guide right in front of you, you're fine. And that's good. And right now, I'm active on the Arch forums. I'm on Nixers.net. So I'm really kind of stepping up my game, I kind of feel. But I'm also not one of those Arch elitists that say every other distribution sucks. I think Linux and Unix, in terms of its core nature, if it works for you, then it works for you. I mean, if you're a Windows user, if it works for you, it works for you. But for me, Arch works, and that's all I have to say. Thank you for your time, and enjoy the rest of whatever you are doing. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.